This is Alfred Hitchcock speaking. In the past, I have introduced you to many kinds of people. Murderers, thieves, swindlers. Many of them geniuses at the business of crime. Now I'd like you to meet an entirely different person. An average sort of fellow.
Is your name Christopher Emmanuel Belisario?
Yes, it is.
I want to speak to you with police officers.
I think it's an important film in the trajectory of his career, particularly as it deals with issues of ethnicity and race.
That's John Cavallaro, an assistant professor of communications at the University of Arkansas. In his article, Hitchcock and Race, Is the Wrong Man a White Man?, Cavallaro argues that Alfred Hitchcock's 1956 film, The Wrong Man, not only challenges but also perpetuates Italian stereotypes found in many classic Hollywood films. The Wrong Man centers around Manny Ballesterro, a New York nightclub musician who lives a routine Leave It to Beaver-style life with his wife and their two young boys. All that changes when Ballesterro is wrongly accused of robbing an insurance agency.
You've been identified as a man who robbed them of $71 on December 18th and $200 on July 9th last year. Twice they say you were there. The last time less than a month ago. That's not true, is it?
No, it isn't. I've never done anything.
Have you been arrested before?
No, I haven't. Who says I did it?
Manny Ballesterro is an Italian-American played by Henry Fonda. Cavallaro points out that Hitchcock portrays Manny as completely assimilated into 1950s American society. When the viewer looks at Manny, his wife, and their children, there are no clues as to their ethnicity. In 1930s Hollywood, Italian Americans were often depicted as gangsters, criminals, or fools. By the 1950s, Italian American images on film were starting to become less negative. Even so, Cavallaro says Hitchcock made Manny's character less ethnically Italian in order to make viewers believe he was indeed wrongly accused.
Well, I think it was easier for an audience in 1956 to believe that Manny, the character in the film, was innocent because he was not ethnically Italian. He doesn't speak with an accent. He doesn't have hand gestures. Even when he falls into Italian, he's really unsure of how to speak it.
Vengo a ver a Signor Molinelli.
And I think all of that kind of watered down his ethnicity, making him more believably innocent. While he challenges the stereotype, I think he also leaves it unchallenged and in that way perpetuates it.
Have you prayed?
Yes.
What did you pray for?
I prayed for help.
Pray for strength, Manny.
In The Wrong Man, Hitchcock surrounds Manny with stereotypical Italian characters. Cavallaro describes Manny's mother, sister, and brother-in-law as very ethnically Italian. They speak with accents and use stereotypical Italian hand gestures.
Well, naturally, we've been worried. Yes, officer. My name is Conforti, C-O-N-F-O-R-T-I, and I'm his brother-in-law.
Cavallaro says Manny's mother perfectly fits the Italian mother stereotype found in 1930s films. She's always requesting more visits from him, and she's always complaining about him not being around.
Suppose I get there about 3:30 and leave about 4.
Mother, will you tell?
Goodbye, Mother.
Cavallaro says by making the people around him more ethnic, Hitchcock is in effect making Manny less ethnic, and therefore more believably innocent.
The stereotypes that you're seeing in the characters around Manny are that they're working class, that the mother's kind of needy, that their life revolves around hand gestures and things like this is how they communicate, that kind of thing. Manny doesn't have any of those things. That would have made the character's innocence less believable. The issue when he is arrested, he's fingerprinted, and Hitchcock offers this close-up of his hands where his hands are stained with this black ink. My argument is that serves to underline Manny's whiteness, that that this black marker or black paint comes off on his hands and you can see very clearly what his ethnicity is and is not.
Manny's brother-in-law is played by Nehemiah Persoff, who Cavallaro explains specialized in playing Italian roles. Manny's mother is played by Italian-American actress Esther Minchotti, who had played the Italian mother character in film after film. Henry Fonda was famous for playing characters like Wyatt Earp in Abraham Lincoln. Cavallaro argues that casting Fonda as an assimilated Italian
showed how far Manny had moved away from the ethnicity that he apparently was surrounded with growing up, and it's still in some ways is surrounded by. But you don't see it in him. It's like it's where he was, it's where he's coming from. It's not where he's going.
John Cavallaro is an assistant professor of communications at the University of Arkansas. His article, Hitchcock and Race, Is the Wrong Man a White Man?, is available in the winter 2010 edition of the Journal of Film and Video. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Luke Gramlich.